This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. My Best Friend's Wife by TX Tall Tales. Shot down again. Things were definitely not going my way. Since the last Christmas party, I'd dated 4 different girls, 2 from work, 2 set up by friends, and with the latest brush off, I was 0 to 4. I was beginning to forget what real sex was like. I'd never had that much trouble, but my new job with its clearances and classified projects had me working under situations anything but conducive to romantic efforts. Endless overtime hours, long, sudden work trips, to places you can't talk about, and the effort to keep up with an extremely dynamic and dangerous situation left me little time for lovin'. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love my job. How many jobs are there where you can really feel you are making a difference? But I needed more than work. Hell, I was only 24. I should be out sowing my oats. Not hiding away in a huge vault. My friends were doing their best. My buddy Mark, who'd I'd known for years, had twice now tried to hook me up. The first was an absolute disaster, but his wife Janet's latest friend had seemed like she might actually work out. She was very young, it's true. Just 18 and barely out of high school, she was pretty, friendly, and we'd actually managed to go out for over 8 weeks. But the damned girl's legs seemed to be super glued together. It had taken 4 weeks just to get inside her shirt, and after 6 weeks, I'd gotten my rocks off for the first time in a long time through someone else's effort. But my pressure to get to the next phase in our relationship seemed to have backfired, and I felt I was on the verge of getting my walking papers. On the other hand, a guy with a good stable job, little time for hobbies, and no love life to speak of, has other things he can do. In my case, I'd finally gotten fed up with renting a room in somebody else's house, and had made the move to buy my own place. Tiny and decrepit it may have been, but it was going to be mine. I headed over to Mark and Janet's place, looking to cry in my beer with at least a little sympathy, and share the news about my new digs. I had to tell someone. They were my best friends, lived a little more than a mile away, and always had a well-stocked beer fridge. Janet met me at the door and greeted me with a hug and an unexpected kiss on the lips. I could taste the alcohol on her breath, and I could tell she and Mark had probably had a couple of beers beside the pool. They had just opened it for the spring. I had shared more than a few of those beers with them on past pool weekends. "Mark's downstairs, you know the way." She turned me in the general direction, with a pat on the rear to get me going. I looked up from the entrance pad of their split level, as she headed back to the kitchen. It appeared that she and the girls were doing a little baking, from the ruckus I heard above, and from the smell wafting down the stairs. Her bikini was hanging out to dry on the stair rail, confirming my guess about the pool. She looked good, as she usually did, sauntering up the stairs. She was wearing an oversized t-shirt that came halfway down her thighs, and unless my guess was wrong, not much else. She knew I was watching her every step, and gave her ass a little wiggle at the top of the steps. I often teased her about how hot she was. We had joked more than once about how if anything ever happened to Mark, I'd be responsible for taking care of her and the kids. With a dozen beers in me, I told her I was looking forward to taking care of her. She'd walk bow-legged for a month. The sight of her in that oversized tee was even more exciting than usual, with my current batting streak. It was almost sheer against the light pouring in from above, and I felt a very inappropriate response down below. Mark was in the rec room watching TV. "What's up, bud?" he asked as I appeared on the stairs. His outfit, boxers and a bathrobe, had me guessing they'd just gotten back inside. I didn't want to jump into my latest sob story, so I started with the only good news. He'd known I was looking at the place, and was concerned with my purchasing a fixer-upper, but the price was certainly right, and I did have a lot of free time.
"That's cool. You know you can count on me for help, as long as I don't have to actually do anything." He grinned. "And of course, any tools you need, you can help yourself too. It's a big step. Shall we celebrate? You want a beer?"
I knew from past experience that meant a Bud Long Neck.
"Sure, that'd be great. Janet, come here when you get a chance, and bring beer," he shouted up the stairs.
I could only laugh. A short while later, she was coming down the stairs and the girls were traipsing behind her, each carrying an open bottle. The little one, Julie, brought me mine, and I listened to their busy little day, which included heading out with the neighbor's kids to catch the latest Disney release. Janet ran them next door, and joined us downstairs a few minutes later, working on her own beer. My earlier observations were confirmed. The girl was definitely tipsy. She dropped in the chair opposite us, and crossed her legs under herself, Indian style. Her t-shirt crawled up her thighs, and I got a pretty solid confirmation that I was right. She was wearing nothing under that tee. Catching me in my appreciative stare, she gave me a strange little look, almost questioning,
and then pulled her shirt out and over her knees, making a big tent out of the front.
So?
She asked.
He did it,
Mark told her.
What?
Don't tell me you finally scored with Lori! She almost shouted, hopping up on her knees. Her shirt pulled off her knees and snapped back almost up to her waist, before settling down over her legs.
Yep.
No underwear, and she had shaved her bikini line recently. The image was burned in my mind, like spots after looking at the sun. I was so hard it almost hurt. I placed a pillow in my lap, trying to conceal the evidence.
Subtle.
No, that's turning out to be Mission Impossible, although I did get inside her shirt finally. How does a girl these days get out of high school with her cherry intact, looking like that?
Janet answered that one.
Too many activities, no time for dating. Morning ice skating, school all day, afternoon gymnastics, skating at night. I don't know how she did it all those years. She still skates at least an hour a day. He bought that old dump he's been looking at.
Mark interjected, getting the discussion back on subject.
That's great, Alex. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Homeowners. Finally, a place of your own. That might help with your other little problem as well.
She enthused, getting off the chair and settling down in my lap after tossing the pillow aside. One knee to the outside of each of my thighs, straddling me, my imagination went wild over the thought of her bare pussy pressed against my crotch.
You deserve a real congratulation for this big step.
She put her arms around my neck and gave me a big sloppy kiss. I mean a really big kiss. The biggest she had ever given me. And right there in front of Mark. We would often kiss hello and goodbye, and every now and then the kisses would be a little more than I would expect, a little lingering, a darting tongue, but not like this. Her eyes were closed, she was pressing her chest against mine, and her tongue was halfway down my throat. A few seconds into the action, she was shifting in my lap, her t-shirt gathered around her, rubbing her bare pussy up and down the length of my hard-on.
Hey! None of that unless I'm getting some, Mark said, in a surprisingly tolerant tone.
Janet let the kiss linger for a few more seconds, then pulled her lips off mine with a last swipe of her tongue. She placed her hand under herself, directly on my swollen cock, and used it to help herself climb off me. She moved across the couch, crawling away from me, her rear end teasingly exposed to my view. Next to Mark, she turned, and lifted her shirt bottom above her waist so she could plant her bare ass in Mark's lap, who was obviously sporting a hard-on now as well. She settled with a smile, letting the shirt edge drop, and hiding that delicious view. I watched her wiggle a little, before turning at the waist and giving Mark a kiss even longer and wetter than the one I'd received. Coming up for air several seconds later, she looked back and forth between us and said,
"You know, I can't really tell who was more excited. Makes a girl feel good, to know a couple of studs can still get hard over her."
Her naughty grin made me want to fuck her there, right in front of her husband.
"You can be such a nasty thing. Leave the poor guy alone. You get him all worked up like that, and now what's he supposed to do?"
"Huh?" Mark was laughing, but his hand was between her legs, under her shirt, and I could smell her excitement from 5 feet away.
"If you go out and get us some more beer, I'm sure that I could solve that problem for him before you were even back."
She teased, rocking back and forth in his lap. We joked and teased a lot in the past, but never this blatantly. I'd seen glimpses of her body in the past, but never this openly. I was sweating and wondering just how far this might go.
"No way. I'm staying. Now tell us more about the place, Alex."
Mark settled back, his hands extended across the back of the couch. I told him what the current condition was, and how I planned to fix it up. During my discussion of the inspection, Janet leaned forward toward me, lifting her butt off of Mark. He settled further down on the couch, his butt sliding forward almost to the edge of the couch. I couldn't see what was going on, but I would have guessed he was drawing his cock out the fly of his boxers, and I was pretty sure he was getting ready to put it to her right there. Janet caught me looking down the open neck of her shirt as she leaned over, and with a smirk, leaned even farther, and pulled the neck down to make sure I got a good view of her breasts. Then she was easing back into Mark's lap, under his guidance, and once she was settled back down, with a little squirm, I had no doubt he was fucking her with me only a few feet away.
"Whatever you do, you know you can count on my help," Mark told me breathlessly.
"Our help?" Janet insisted.
"Anything, we can do anything, anything at all. Just ask. I may take you up on that. I haven't taken possession yet, but as soon as I do, I have a ton of work ahead of me,"
I told them both.
"Drywall repair, new lights, guest bath plumbing. And that's just so I can get to the real work. Just let me know when, and I'll rally the forces,"
Mark said, his hips now perceptibly moving underneath his hot wife.
"Whatever you need, Alex. Just let me know what you need from me, and I'll be happy to do whatever it takes to help with anything, hard,"
Janet told me, her eyes staring directly into mine, as she rocked back and forth on her husband's prick. I'm not sure if I imagined the pause, but I could swear she just offered me an awful lot. Suddenly the time hit me. I had only meant to stop by for a couple of minutes, and it turned out I'd been there nearly an hour.
"Oh shit, I do have to get out of here. I have to meet some friends shortly and still have to hit the store. I gotta run. You know your way out. Hope you don't mind if we don't escort you to the door,"
Mark answered. Janet added,
"That's too bad, you've got to go. Let us know what you need from us. Now come here and give me a kiss goodbye, fellow homeowner."
She reached her arms out to me. I turned back from the bottom of the stairs and walked back to her. She'd been sitting sideways on Mark's lap, but now she turned so she was facing away from him, and in what had to be a deliberate move, she lifted the bottom of her shirt up to her waist and spread her legs, so I could see Mark's thick cock penetrating her as I approached. She looked down below my belt, where a wet spot at the end of a big lump left no doubt as to my aroused condition. She looked back up to my face, and gave her lips a little lick, followed by a wicked smile. I leaned over to give her a peck, but she pulled me forward by the neck and gave me another deep kiss. This time her big brown eyes never closed, and she stared deeply into mine the whole time. Throughout the kiss I could feel each thrust of Mark's echoed through her body. Unconsciously, my tongue was reacting to the action, and thrusting into her mouth in tune to her husband's thrusts. Finally, she slowly pulled my face away from hers, her eyes still looking intensely into mine. "Too bad you gotta go, Alex. I really wish you could stay," she said with a small laugh, and pushed me away toward the stairs. I looked back from the first step. She was leaning back along Mark's body, and he was whispering into her ear. Her laughter haunted me all the way to the door. With one hand on the doorknob, I stopped. That was beyond teasing. I had to believe it was an invitation. I turned back down the stairs, and re-entered the rec room, closing the door to the stairs behind me. "You know, after thinking about it, I'm not really in that big a hurry," I told my friends who were still going at it. Janet was still straddling Mark, bouncing up and down in his lap. My words seemed to catch them by surprise, and Janet stopped her motion, settling back down with a wiggle.
"Oh, really? Care to come over here and tell me what changed your mind? Maybe I can show you. I think we'd both like to see that. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?"
Mark laughed.
"It's about time."
With the implicit invitation, I walked over to stand directly in front of Janet, and started unbuckling my belt. When she reached forward to help, I knew I'd made the right decision. I also knew I'd made the right decision when I'd left the house commando. As my pants dropped to my ankles, my cock sprang out raring to go. Janet stood, pulling off of Mark's angry red cock, and came into my arms. I leaned down to kiss her, but she had other ideas. She turned with me, and leaned into me, knocking me off balance so that I fell back onto the couch. She quickly climbed into my lap, sitting with her wet pussy pressed against my cock, wrapped her arms around my neck and kissed me like her life depended on it. When our lips separated, I looked over to see Mark reclining, his hand idly stroking his cock while he sipped on his beer.
"I'm glad you decided to come back," Janet whispered in my ear. "I'm dying to taste you."
She eased back off of my lap onto her knees in front of me. She leaned forward and without any more preliminaries, set about sucking me with a fierceness that shocked me. Mark passed me a beer.
"Let me tell you about this fantasy of hers," he started, while I took a sip. "Wild Thing, here, has been talking about being with two men at the same time for at least 3 years now. Every time we tried to set you up, I would tease her that it would just be easier for everyone if she just took care of your needs. I've had her screaming out your name on more than one occasion, so you've got some work to live up to."
I smiled, brushing back her hair so I could see her pretty face with my hard cock disappearing into her mouth.
"Let me tell you. I've fantasized about your hot little wife so many times, I've named blisters on my palms after her."
That caused me a bit of trouble, when Janet spit out my cock, snorting.
"Don't make me laugh, you bastard.
After making me wait this long, the least you could do is have a little respect."
With a chuckle, I got off the couch and pushed her onto her back, diving between her legs.
"I have to have just a little taste,"
I explained before I buried my tongue in her moist opening. She wiggled against me.
"Just a taste, okay? Then I'm going to suck your brains out through your cock."
She reached down and tangled her fingers in my hair, pulling me tighter against her. While I licked my best friend's wife, I looked up to see him kneel beside her head and feed her his cock. She took him deep, while I teased her clit and wiggled two fingers into her steaming slit.
That's one fantasy down.
Mark advised me. "I think this is going to be at least a 3-star day." I was getting the response I was hoping for, feeling her twitching below me, her stomach muscles clenching in front of my eyes. I sucked on her little fold of skin, my tongue teasing her swollen bud free. I drove my tongue into overdrive, working over her clit, while my fingers, 3 now, pounded into her hot little pussy. Janet's legs suddenly slammed shut on my head, squeezing tight, while she came on my tongue.
"Dude. That was amazing. I swear it takes me a good 10 minutes to get her off like that."
Mark laughed, as her legs finally relaxed enough for me to give her a couple of soft parting licks before backing off.
Janet pushed Mark away and sat up.
"Jesus, that was nice." Then she crawled over and pushed me back, positioning herself sideways to me, her mouth quickly enveloping my cock again. I reached over and tugged her shirt up so I could reach her tits, while I watched my cock fill her pretty face once more. Mark sidled up behind her and once more entered her. He screwed her slowly and easily, while she used her hands and mouth to do wonderful, naughty things to me.
"That's two," Mark told me with a wink.
I closed my eyes, leaned back and enjoyed the incredible job she was doing.
"Fuck, Mark, she's amazing,"
I finally gasped.
"Don't hold back, bud, just give it to her,"
he told me, holding her hips while he continued to plumb her depths.
"I'm close, Janet, so close,"
I moaned, which seemed to only encourage her to pump me faster.
"So is she, buddy, so is she,"
Mark offered. She backed off a little, sucking the top of my cock, while her hand stroked me feverishly. With a groan I thrust up into her face, unloading, filling her wonderful mouth. She swallowed repeatedly, sucking me, and I felt her whole body tremble as she came from being used at both ends. She pulled away gasping.
"Shit, you come a lot.
No girlfriend, remember?
At least none that puts out,"
I reminded her.
"Fuck them. I'm your girlfriend now, and I promise I'm a sure thing." she said, resting her head on my stomach, while Mark plugged her. "Mark, can you go get some lube?" she asked her husband, while I stroked her hair and looked down at the woman who'd just blown my mind. "Your wish is my command," he told her, giving her substantial ass a smack before standing up and pulling on his shorts. Before he'd even made it to the door, she was back to working on my cock, a woman on a mission. "You have the most amazing mouth," I told her, feeling the steel slowly return to my rod. She stroked me with her hand while she answered. "So I've been told. I'm going to try to make sure that you get plenty of opportunities to confirm that." The constant reminders that this wasn't just a one-time thing helped to get me even harder. "Let's move you to the couch before I ride you, cowbell," she told me, standing up and patting the seat beside her. I did as she asked, stretching out on the couch. She tossed the back pillows to the side and straddled me, guiding my new erection into her. "Fuck, I've died and gone to heaven," I told her. "Now that would be a shame." She giggled. "If you died, you'd miss out on so many more games we can play." Then she lay down on me and kissed me while I filled my hands with her full-ass cheeks, pulling her up and down on my cock. "God, you are thick. You feel so good in me," she gasped, rocking back and forth on my cock. I heard the door to the rec room close, and looked over to see Mark walking our way. "Hold her still a moment," he told me. I stopped my motion and held her. She leaned down and whispered in my ear. "Next time, I might even try to let you take the back door," she groaned then, and I felt her body shiver as Mark lubed her ass up. There was a bit of maneuvering of legs for a moment, and I felt his legs press against the outside of mine. "Oh, fuck, that's tight," Janet moaned, and then I felt her starting to move back and forth, my cock sliding in and out of her, feeling Mark's rod pressing back and forth against mine, separated by the thin flesh inside of her. I was thrusting up with my hips, feeling the cold air against the exposed part of my cock, as I fucked her with the few inches I could fit inside of her. Mark, on the other hand, was fucking her hard. She was moaning almost continuously as we double-teamed her. I popped out of her, and she cried out, reaching back to pull me back in. Before she could, Mark pulled out and I felt him lift her off of me. Once I sat up, he was leaning back in the couch, and she was sitting in his lap, facing me, his cock completely buried in her ass. She opened her legs wide in invitation. This was a new game for me, but I did manage to find a place to put my legs before I entered her. I had lots of wiggle room now, and I fucked her hard and deep while her husband held her tight against his body. "That's definitely fantasy number three," he told me. "Fuck her brains out." I did what I could, hammering away at her for all I was worth, until I had her coming on my cock, with Mark's staff buried in her ass. Watching her lose it was too damned exciting and pushed me over the edge, blowing my load inside of her, thrusting in as far and as deep as I was able. "Don't stop," Mark gasped, and I continued pumping her as my cock slowly deflated, but not before we pushed Mark over the edge, groaning as he filled her ass. I eased my cock out of her and leaned back over the far end of the couch, looking at the husband-wife tandem as he whispered to her. She climbed off of his cock, leaned forward and stretched out alongside me, her legs clasping one of mine, her head in the crook of my neck.
"That was so amazing. Really. I've never felt so thoroughly used,"
she sighed, kissing my neck and cheek. I turned to capture her mouth with mine. Our tongues played together for a few moments, and I contemplated whether I'd be able to squeeze out one more hard-on for her.
"We put the kids down at 9:30,
she told me, reaching her hand down to gently stroke my cock.
"What time can you be back here?"
"Back?
It'll take wild horses to get me out of here,"
I told her.
"What about the meeting with your friends?"
she reminded me.
"I'd say fuck em. But the only friend I'm fucking today is my best friend's gorgeous, hot wife."
"Anyone I know?" Mark asked, teasing.
"Asshole,"
Janet griped.
"Been there, done that,"
he laughed, smacking her well-used rear.
"Keep it up, buddy, see where it gets you,"
she growled in mock anger.
"Oh, I think if I could keep it up, I know exactly where it would get me,"
he stood.
"Who else needs a beer?"
I raised my free hand, while my other one fondled my new girlfriend's breast. She cuddled tighter, reaching down for my cock.
"The old man's one and done, he won't be up for another round for a while. How are you feeling? I think I could go another round,"
I told her, lifting her lips to mine.
"What will it take? I'd kind of like to see what you'd be like in my ass."
"Go for the whole trifecta," she said softly, with a teasing glint in her eye.
"Trifecta? You've finished in my mouth, you've finished in my twat.
There's one more hole waiting to be filled. You wanna play?"
I was already starting to respond to her offer, and when I showed her how she was affecting me, she decided to speed up the response and brought her mouth back into action. This time I just sat back and let her have her way, showing off her skills, spending several minutes sucking, getting me hard and ready. When she backed away and reclined on the couch, I took the hint and climbed aboard, lifting her legs high and wide, so I could plow her seriously. God, it felt good to saw in and out of her. I felt godlike, so strong, so in control, so elemental. I looked down to where my thick rod entered her, watching the motion, pulling out until the head just barely parted her lips, pushing back in until our pubic bones ground together. Mark had returned with the beers, and he settled in next to us, in his armchair.
Dude, you're spoiling her. You don't want her thinking it's going to be like this all the time, do ya?
All the time? I gasped as I long-stroked her. You don't think this is a one-time thing, do ya?
What kind of person would that make her? We figured once we brought you in, it'd be kind of a regular thing, right, baby?
Mark said, moving over to the side of his moaning wife, stroking her hair.
All the fucking time. She groaned in time to pounding. I slowed down, eased out, and reached for her.
Ready for phase three?
She only took a few seconds to get on her hands and knees, leaning over the couch arm.
Mark, you got that lube?
She asked. Mark reached out the end table and tossed me the bottle. I gave a quick squirt into my palm, greased up my cock, and put the swollen purple head knocking at her back door. She reached back and spread her cheeks for me. I pushed against the resistance, nudging my hips forward while guiding with my hand. When I finally started to make headway, I gave a stronger thrust and was rewarded with my cock sliding a couple of inches into her tight ass.
Damn, that's big.
She moaned. It took a bit of work, but within a couple of minutes I was driving my cock in and out of her tight back door, giving her the entire length. It was an incredible feeling.
Janet, you have the most amazing ass.
I told her, picking up the pace now that it was getting easier. Mark had his pecker back out, and was pushing it into his wife's face, from the end of the couch.
That is so damned hot.
Janet's loud moans changed in tone as her husband filled her mouth while I filled her from the opposite end. My rhythm was off, as she bucked against me in response to her husband's aggressive use of her mouth, but after a few moments, the three of us were back in sync, and I was able to keep my thrusting in time, while increasing the force behind them. I held her full ass cheeks in my hands, squeezing them tightly, her flesh bulging out between my fingers.
Yes, quite the ass. Jesus, I can't hold back.
I gasped as the sliding pressure got to me. I started fucking her harder, ignoring the pushback, driving into her wildly. My hectic motions pulled her off of Mark's cock, her entire body responding to my animalistic pounding.
Oh. She gasped.
Fuck me. That was it, I was done. I grabbed her hip bones, lifted her up and against me as I shot off inside of her. Her knees were off the couch, her forehead pressed against the couch end, as she took my offering. My legs slipped off the couch and I fell back. She squealed as I pulled her along, my cock tightly wedged up her rear.
Damn, Janet, that was intense.
I breathed in her ear, as I continued to thrust in and out of her as much as I could. Once the spasms finished, I relaxed, breathing hard, enjoying the feel of her weight resting on me, ass to crotch.
Oh, Alex.
She sighed, pushing back against me. I reached around and started fondling her body, squeezing her breasts, running my hand down her belly, feeling the fuzzy hair just above where I was still wedged inside of her. I couldn't believe this hot body was mine to use. I nuzzled her neck, tasting her skin, nipping at her.
Jesus, Alex, I thought we might have some fun, but I never expected this.
She turned in my grasp. Her arms wrapped around me and I was kissing her again, first passionately, then warmly and tenderly.
Trust me, Janet, we'll have lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun. As much as you'll let me have.
The end. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica Podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.